This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. It all depends on how you look at it. Some people, they say, sorry sir, we'd like to search you. What? Because I'm a Muslim. What do you think? That's not the right way to react. Go back to that hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha. Mahlan, mahlan, relax, take it easy. Think about it. It's your chance, your opportunity. Allah wanted it that way. They're going to hold you here for 12 hours. It's going to be your opportunity. Once I had a really big problem, okay, without getting into details, not too long ago. So I walked through and they told me, listen, sir, X, Y, and Z, meaning they read out whatever they had to read out to me, and they told me what was to happen. And I was so calm. It was with an airline. And I was so calm and I was relaxed. And I looked at all these sisters who were there, subhanAllah, my sisters in humanity. And what happened is, they were telling me, and I was calm. I know the instruction is not from them. It's coming from somewhere above. What we do, we become upset and angry with a person lower down who's got nothing to do with the whole thing. And I was so calm and I was smiling until one of them commented to say, you are the first person whom this has happened to. And you're just smiling. I said, you know why? Because I believe in the Maker. And I believe if I'm not meant to be in a certain place at a certain time, the whole world can try to get me there and I will not be there. And I believe that if I'm meant to be here talking to you, then that's what it is. And I can stand here for how many hours? I'm not worried. I'm not worried because I've tried my best and that's it. And we will still try our best. So anyway, we were delayed for 2 days somewhere. 2 days. I promise you, 2 whole days. And guess what I did? I was just, hello, how are you? What's happening, guys? I went back the next day and the same thing happened and I was just, okay, no, that's fine. It's okay. Look, we're going to try. It's not your fault. Wallahi al-Azim, I hope and I pray that the mark that was left was actually a mark for Islam and the Muslims. To say that there are people who have proper character and conduct. I am very far from perfection. Nowhere near there. But it's one aspect that I tried to practice upon. And I'm sure there was a mark left. I promise you.